103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wanted her name changed. You got it. So Isabella wants to know if she's the jerk for not getting one side of her family Christmas gifts. Sounds shady.
It sounds a little bogus, yeah. But without hearing the full story, we judgmental just by initiation alone.
And she sent this email to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. At the bottom of it, she said, I have another one. I'm sending a second email for a different moral dilemma. I'm like, well, keep them coming.
Follow-up therapist Allie and DZ.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one yet, though. But this is what she wrote. She said, Allie and DZ, this year my significant other and I had our first baby. Gratefully, my family's been super involved. They threw me a huge shower. They babysit. They buy gifts that we've not asked for. They stop in for visits to see our baby. Nice. However, my significant other's family has not done the same. His family came to my shower, ate all the food, didn't bring anything since the baby's been born.
Dang.
And they've not put any effort in to see him. They only invite us over for occasions and never want to come to our home where it's easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
For my first Mother's Day, I received a dead plant. For Christmas last year when I was pregnant, I got a DIY mason jar with marbles glued to it, full of dust, like it was found in the basement.
Dang.
My significant other is insisting we buy all of his family gifts for Christmas this year. That's 12 people in total. We aren't made of money, and in fact, I handle all of our money, and the end of the year is tight. So I express that the money he wants to spend towards the people that don't put any effort or care into our family should go to our baby instead.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it's wrong of me to think like that, and if we have the ability to help his family and treat them, we should. I'm completely fine with treating my family with gifts because they've done so much for us. Just in general, they're around. Am I the jerk for not wanting to give his family anything for Christmas?
Dang.
Shady.
Yeah, this is a little... talking about moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, this is one
how
right here.
How are you going to get gifts for one side and not the other? How?
You can't.
That's just bogus. Seems impossible.
It is impossible.
But if they're never around, they don't support you, they don't show up, why are you all of a sudden buying gifts at Christmas? I get that.
Because it's the season of giving, and it's not the point of receiving, and it's not to keep tallies of how throughout the year, how many times somebody has done what. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you do keep it in mind, but it's subconscious. It's not like somebody busts out the little naughty or nice pamphlet that they made for themselves. Santa does. We don't. That's Santa's job.
Got
you feel
it.
Me? We don't do none of that. You feel me? So, honestly, leave the naughty and nice list to Santa because it's not up to you. And you get people's gifts according to who's in your family. Maybe you don't get them as an expensive of a gift.
Yeah.
You feel me? Hit up Five Below.
Somebody texted in all caps, absolutely not the jerk.
Dang, all caps.
And then somebody else said, are you kidding? His family is shady. It's her first kid.
And it is her first kid, right? You gotta worry about that. But I'm leaning towards a little bit of a jerk,
because
she's like, I'm good getting my family gifts. They do stuff for us. That's not the spirit of giving. That's not why you do that. You do that because it's loved ones, and I guarantee you, he loves his family. You gotta love his family.
Ooh.
Your baby's gonna love that family, or y'all gotta cut ties.
Back to back. Nope, not a jerk. Next one, she's a jerk. Oh, I can't wait to hear what the callers are gonna say, because it's literally back to back. No. Yes, no, yes.
Don't get nobody nothing then.
Who said re-gift the marbles? You know what? Give the marbles. Stop it.
White elephant that stuff, baby.
414-533-1037. Is Isabella a jerk if they only buy for her family this Christmas?
Yup.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today, Isabella wants to know if she's the jerk if they only buy Christmas gifts for her side of the family because his family doesn't do anything for them or support them, she feels like. Wow. Let's go to Sandra in Sheboygan Falls this morning. Hey, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Doing pretty well.
Okay.
How are you guys?
Good. Which way are you going on this? You think she's a jerk or not the jerk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's a jerk. I really don't.
Fair game.
Okay. Explain, please.
Yeah. I think because, well, one, I think it's kind of crazy to be expected to buy so many gifts.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's fair. That's a lot of people. 12 people that you never see or talk to.
That's true.
Fair.
That's true.
Fair.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And as family is always together. They should be there for each other.
Right.
Not just when they want to.
Just because you're related doesn't mean you have to get it. Just because they're technically your blood doesn't mean you have to get them gifts is where she's going, right?
Exactly.
You have to actually spend time with them because I have friends I'm closer to than some of my family who I would probably buy gifts before my family.
Mm.
Right?
Right. Yeah. I'm right there in the same boat, honestly. We have friends that are closer than some family and yeah.
Okay, well,
so I can
listen.
Somewhat relate.
Shakara in Plymouth said, get them all some fruitcake. Come on.
Send everybody your fruitcake.
All right, thanks for calling, Sandra. Have a good day.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
She said, not the jerk.
Yeah,
DZ.
Kicks it off, says, Ooh-wee. Not the jerk.
Well, pull up Lala. She's going to be a little fireball. Good morning, Lala.
Good morning.
Come on. Hey, Grandpa.
All right, is Isabella a jerk if she only wants to buy gifts for her side of the family and not her significant others?
Mm.
Yeah, she's a jerk. I'm going to use ZZ's word. She's a little petitious.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to be, you know, a little something-something because then if they buy just for one side and not the other and they're all together, that's going to be a little tension in the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just give them a little something. Be Oprah. You get a gift card. You get a gift card.
Oprah.
At least $5.
$5. Thank you.
Do you know what,
little $5 something.
Somebody texted in and said, get a family gift card. Like, that
there
was a suggestion from somebody said, get them just all one card, which is really basically giving to one person.
Family gift card? What you going to do? Put $150 on one gift card? Like, hey, everybody gets five off this.
Right, You can go to a dinner or whatever on me.
Right.
Yeah.
At that point, just take everybody out to a dinner.
Something. It's a little something. And Christmas is all about, you know, like you said, giving and whatever. Mm-hmm. But just a little something just to, you know, get them out of your, get out of your face.
And be in the spirit. That's what's important in my opinion, yo. You can't, you don't got to go big, but I agree with Lala.
Somebody texted in, Bella did. Wow, this girl is bogus, petitious. You've really made this word take off.
Hey, this word is strong, just so y'all know, I made it up.
The first time you said it, I thought it was a real word, and you go, no, I made it up.
It's the colloquial, definition
hashtag
of petty.
Petitious today.
Hashtag petitious, yes.
We're making it a thing. Just like she made fetch cool.
Guess what? I am going to make fetch happen. What now? What now, Gretchen?
Lala, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Coming up next, because now we have it split right down the middle, which 50, 50. Means we're going to Cassie in Sheboygan this morning. Hey, Cassie.
Hi, she's a jerk, 100,000,000%.
It's a high game. Forget the formalities. Jerk.
Love it. Good talk.
Why you say that, Cassie?
Her attitude just sucks. Like, she seems like a fun sucker. Like,
ooh.
If I got a thing of marbles from, like, let's say, like, my niece and nephew, I'd be like, oh, that's cute and funny, and then move on with my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
True.
Yeah. But when
and
an
like
adult
I had
gives you
my
it.
Grandparents like kind of fall out with my parents and they would write me things in my Christmas card like if you don't come see us we won't give you gifts and like as a child that's not up to me a parent thing so like
that's so
as
sad.
Much as it's not about the gifts it's just about caring about somebody else
that,
you know
like, that was a gaslight from the grandparents as like a little side jab to the parents you were just a consequence of that because they were saying it to you to get the message to them.
This is what parents do all the time though. They put their kids in the middle and then she's sitting there going, I'm a kid, I have no choice where I go.
Right.
Yeah,
I go
exactly.
Where they take me.
Cassie Aww. Thinking about packing an overnight bag and running away to her grandparents for the holidays.
I have so much therapy to go to
I
now.
I was gonna say, how did we go from marbles to have you been traumatized? Now I feel bad.
It'd be like that, don't it?
Oh my god.
It'd be like that, but we're gonna handle it together. Well, you know, Cassie knows she's not alone here.
This is what the holidays do. They bring out the worst in everybody.
Good.
Oh, man.
It triggered me.
That's why she got on and said, no, 100,000,000,000,000% the jerk. Don't say nothing else. She
the
jerk.
She didn't even stutter.
No.
I wasn't even done saying, how you doing, Cassie? Jerk.
Jerk.
No. We waste no time here.
Next up on the line, jerk. Jerk.
Cassie, you're funny. Call back sometime, please, okay?
Get you a theme song.
All right. I will. Have a good day.
Yeah, later.
Somebody texted in and said, not a jerk. They're draining her Christmas spirit. Somebody said, but his family isn't caring. Why should she? Again, because it's not, it's about just being kind. He wants to just give to his family.
And honestly, I like the doing the dinner thing because then everybody, whoever comes, comes, and whoever doesn't, doesn't. You don't got to worry about who made it because whoever actually wants to be there will be there.
And since they got you marbles from the basement with dust, the gift card can be fast food.
It can be fast food.
Approved.